question six from Lara about investigative journalism is, well, Lara asks, what would I say are the pitfalls of citizen-led investigations? What is the impact of using citizens who are perhaps are less highly trained in things such as shorthand to take accurate notes, law and impartiality? Well, let's start by the three things that you mentioned there. Impartiality. I'd be really interested to meet an impartial investigative journalist. Every investigative journalist that I've met is incredibly passionate and partial about the role of journalism in the world, and they certainly don't sit on the fence, so to speak. So I'm not sure about the role of impartiality in traditional investigations. I think to be an investigative journalist, you've got to have that dedication and passion to uncover abuses of power and so on. If they perhaps present a balanced picture, it's because they want to avoid legal action and so on. But quite often they know very firmly who's in the wrong. Shorthand to take accurate notes. Well, you know, really the only area where that's particularly important, I think, is court cases and areas where shorthand is kind of legally required. You can take accurate notes, you can take more accurate material if you're recording it in some sense and so on, you know, through audio, through video. Now, there are disadvantages to that, and you know, you've got to go through the actual audio file and so on, but that, I don't think that affects the quality of the investigation, just the efficiency of it particularly. So I don't think that's an issue with citizen-led investigations. Law, I think, is particularly important, partly because, on two fronts. Partly, I think citizens who don't know the law, and most of them don't know the law around the media, are unduly worried about it, so they are worried about being sued for things which they wouldn't be sued for. I mean, one of the biggest advantages that citizens have in investigative journalism is the fact that a lawyer who would take a look at that at a particular case would think it's not worth suing because there's no money in it. One of the issues that we found with Help Me Investigate is that actually, as if you're a mainstream media company, you are a target because you have money. If you're an individual, you typically don't have money, and so you are less likely to be sued in that sense. You may be threatened with legal action because they think that will frighten you off, because they think that you're going to be more easily frightened off. But the actual likelihood of being sued is smaller than if you were a media company with money. So I think fear is really important. But on the other hand, ignorance of the law and doing things that are going to put you in a weak position is obviously an issue. And I think it's important that there is some sort of legal framework and support to help people avoid that. So that is definitely a pitfall, I think. I think the legal issue is definitely a pitfall. I think there are other pitfalls. There's the pitfall of losing energy, you know, lacking the energy to see something through. If you're paid to do something, you do it. Now, there are very, very few people who are paid to do investigative journalism because it is not particularly reliable. You know, you can't guarantee stories, you can't guarantee a certain amount of stories and so on, and someone could spend 6 months on an investigation and not turn up anything. So that's, you know, that's a rarity anyway. For me, the existence of citizen-led investigations is a bonus. It's not a replacement of investigative journalism, but given that people who are paid to do investigative journalism are such a rarity, I think adding anything extra to that can only be a good thing.